That's what we do. News Radio 560 KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Good afternoon. The gateway to the weekend is open. It's 12:15, and this is The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. Michael Knight with a I'm outnumbered. The room is full of singers today. It's fabulous. And well, I'll tell you all about it, but first let's consider this. You take a group of everyday talented singers, you gather them together, you get them in tune, and somewhere along in the process they stop being identified as individuals, and they become that large sort of amoeba-like organism known as a choir. And there they are to my left. And with very little in the way of delay, they sing, and they become one. There are sopranos and altos and tenors and baritones and bassos and contraltos and countertenors and coloraturas and silent dog voice singers and cambiata tenors and mezzo-sopranos and Kanye West Infinity Universe vocalists, and even Bon Scott probably was in a chorus somewhere along. A gathering of wandering falsettos have been warbling in unison since ancient Greece. They've been humming Delphic Mediterranean hymns since forever. Singing Gregorian hitmakers, Renaissance motets with an urban beat, Baroque twist parties, keyboard and finger food, classical requiem masses, oratorials sung until dawn, Ralph Vaughan Williams tonal modal musical landscapes, with all the endearing innocence to be found only in a children's choir such as the African Children's Choir. Let's give them a hand. Everybody applaud. There you go. Beautiful job. They're 17 strong, and they're here in the studio tonight. They'll be performing at the Wenatchee Valley Christian Center right here on Metal Street at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. I don't want to miss anything. Let's introduce the spokesman for the group, Debbie Nambalarira. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for coming and bringing all your talented friends with you.
Thank you for having us.
All the children that are going to sing today are from Uganda?
Yes, they are from Uganda.
And the age group looks like they're from 6 to about 12, something like that?
No, they're between 8 and 10. 8 to 10.
8 to 10. Who's 8-year-old? Oh, there's a bunch of hands. Who's 10-year-old? Well, the big kids are in the back. You're the ones who run the outfit, I'm sure. Well, Debbie, how did these children get together to become so talented and to travel to the United States to entertain us today?
Well, this group is called the African Children's Choir. It began in 1984. A gentleman called Reba Knight was in Uganda during missionary work. It was during the Civil War, Idi Amin. And he gave a ride to a young boy, and this young boy sang so passionately, and he was moved. So he got the idea of, what if I could bring African children to the Western world to show the potential of the African child? And so he did. So we select our children from the different areas on the basis of need, and so we bring them on tour, they sing, and raise money for their education back home.
Is this their, for the most of these children, is this their first trip to the United States?
Yes, it is.
And how many dates are you doing? Because it looked like your calendar of appearances is rather extensive. You have a lot of dates to cover.
Our tour is 9 months, and we've just finished our first month, so they are fresh.
8 to 10-year-olds touring for 9 months. Boy,
yes.
They're going to be professionals when they're through, aren't they?
Yes, they are professionals already.
I bet they are. Well, we could talk about singing forever, but shall we hear a song?
Definitely.
What's the first one that you want to sing for us?
The first song is called Bambolele. It's a South African song, and it sort of tells God to open our eyes such that we might see him more clearly.
You can't see unless you do open your eyes, so let's hear from the African Children's Choir. They're performing tonight once again at the Wenatchee Valley Christian Center. Okay, Debbie, take it away.
Woza,
Beautiful. Those are the voices of the African Children's Choir. They're singing tonight in town at the Wenatchee Valley Christian Center. And if you go to their website, you just search African Children's Choir Wenatchee. You'll see all the dates from here to Moses Lake and all around Washington and in the Northwest. They're really on an extensive tour. But tonight's the night here in town on Methouse Street at the Wenatchee Valley Christian Center. Debbie Nambralira is the spokesman for the group. Debbie, how old are you?
I'm 25. I've just turned 25 on Tuesday.
Well, you have great genetics. You don't look 25, I must say.
Thank you.
Are you the concert master? Or are you the one that teaches them the songs?
Yes, I'm the choir director.
The choir master or mistress.
Yes.
Well, when you audition kids to bring in, by the way, kids, your harmonies were absolutely chilling, really. The most beautiful thing on the planet is human harmonies, I think. It's the best instrument there is. So you guys are playing already at a professional level at your young age of 8 to 10. How do you bring them to the level where they're professional and they can sing and perform?
So as I told you, when we go out in the different communities,
right,
and we call upon parents and our contact people to bring needy children, we select these children and audition them, and then when we get the number that we want, because during selection we have about maybe 70 children, so we audition them in a little music, a little dance, a little song, and a little school. Then we pick a choir of 20 children that we take to our training academy, and they train for 6 months.
Wow.
Before they come on tour.
So this choir is trained for 6 months before they hit the road?
Yes, they did.
Wow. Learning all the tunes and all the harmonies and committing everything to memory.
Yes, so it's music and school, because we teach them while we are training, and we teach them on tour. So they train for 6 months in school and rehearsals.
So they have what we would call a normal education while they're touring?
Yes, they do. They study the Ugandan syllabus.
Wow. Well, were you in the choir when you were younger?
Oh, yes. I was in the 21st African Children's Choir. That was between 2001 to 2003. And I went back to Uganda and went through school under the sponsorship of the organization Music for Life. And I graduated in 2016 with a degree in ethics and human rights. And then I volunteered to come and give back to the organization.
So if you weren't doing singing, would you be working on your major, doing ethics and human rights somewhere on the planet?
Yes.
Is that your first love?
Yes.
Very
I
good.
Like it.
Well, these kids have great voices. Can we hear another song?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
The second song is How Great Thou Art. It's a church hymn.
Traditional hymn.
Yes, traditional yeah. Church hymn. Yeah. I think you know that song.
I've heard of it.
Yes.
But I'd love to hear your version.
All right.
Lord, my God,
Big finish. Wonderful. The African Children's Choir, these kids are from Uganda. They're performing in town tonight at the Wenatchee Valley Children, Christian Center. Well, it'll be the Children's Center when they get there, that's for sure. And they're singing tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's on Methouse Street here in town. If you go to, if you Google the African Children's Choir and put in Wenatchee, you'll see their entire lineup. They're going to be playing through the Northwest and in British Columbia through several days in the next couple months. So, in the next couple weeks, I should say. Now, we're running short on time, Debbie. Nambalira.
Yes.
I just want to say it as often as I can. Please do one more song for us before we run out of time. And by the way, I want to thank you so much for being here. You kids are doing a great job. You're professionals. Very impressive, I must say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the next song, it's a traditional song. It's in our language, Luganda. And it means Jesus is the answer to everything, to every question. We have so many questions, but Jesus is the answer to those questions.
Same answer for every question.
Yes. It's pretty much the same. It always comes back to Jesus.
I see you. Okay, here we go.
Yesu. Buli bibili vuna menyaria Yesu. Ani usagwe seno Yesu. Afulani netoto seno Yesu. Natame kwa mpegu maida Yesu. Bulibibili buname nyaria Yesu. Elinyarenga kulumba jamani.
Yes, unim.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Those are the voices of the African Children's Choir. They're from Uganda, but they're here now for their very first trip to Washington and to Wenatchee, and they're playing for your listening pleasure tonight at the Wenatchee Valley Christian Center on Meadow Street. Once again, if you Google the Wenatchee and the African Children's Choir, you get the full list of all their performing areas. Debbie Nambrelira, thank you so much for all the hard work that you've done and the long trip you've taken. And thanks for coming by the station today to sing at KPQ. We thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's a great pleasure for us and the kids to be here.
And a great pleasure for us to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's 12:30. We've got to take a break and we come back. Matt Cadman from the Performing Arts Center. Well, we're just performing all day, aren't we, today? Thank you so much, everyone.
Hola.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560.
Contact me personally at 888-4864.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:34, the choir has made their way out of the studio. It's just two of us now, myself and our very special guest, Alex Haley from the PAC, who's come by. We're going to talk about all the shows that are happening, including one that's happening tonight. We just told you about the African Children's Choir. And now, if you need something, if your funny bone has been left unused for too long, we have a plan, don't we, Alex?
That's right. Yes, thank you
very
much.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, absolutely. That is a tough act to follow. I'm not going to sing nearly as good as that.
Matt would have tried, but he's not under the
Matt
weather. If you're listening at home, Matt, get well. Well, let's talk about the show tonight because I had some fun interviewing your next big talent, and he was a presence. He was just very comfortable with himself and not as insecure as so many people in show business have sometimes become.
That's a great way to describe him. He's just comfortable. He's just funny through and through. Jay Larson, we've had him here before, but he's coming back through on a tour, kind of one of his major tours. He was in Chicago this week. He's going to Portland. So we have two shows tonight, 7 o'clock and a 9 o'clock. We have a different style of seating, which we've done for shows like Hot August Nights or Cold Winter Nights, where we put all the seats up on the stage. So the performers and the audience are all on the stage. So it just creates a different type of show that you get to see. It's
more and that's going to work with Jay Larson, isn't it? Because the way he interacts.
Yeah. So he really likes to talk to the audience, not in a threatening way. Sometimes people kind of, get reflexive about that if I don't want to get I don't want to get talked to or
get ripped apart here.
It's really conversational. He improvises a lot of his stand up. He's just a great storyteller. He's been on Conan O'Brien. He's been on Comedy Central. He's a world class talent.
And like so many comedians who have multiple talents, he's done acting, he's done writing, he's done show development. He's really got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, for any fans of the show Twin Peaks, he was on that the reboot of that on Showtime, so yeah, he's got a thriving career right now.
Also, check him out on YouTube. There's a lot of content there, and you'll enjoy it, and that'll give you some idea what you're up against. If you don't come to the show tonight, you will be missing out.
Yes, you will be missing out. We have two shows, 7 to 9 o'clock. Tickets are only $22. We have some tickets left for both the 7 o'clock and the 9 o'clock. Both shows are a mature audience, but you know how the night show goes.
18 plus
or so. More just kind of be aware of what you're getting into.
If you're an adult 16-year-old, you just have to talk your way in, okay?
yeah. So we just want to make sure that people know what they're getting into when they show up for
content that would be suitable for a stand-up comedian. That's what you should expect.
Exactly.
But he's a smart guy. He's cerebral in a way, not to the point where you can't understand what he's talking about, but it's just his take on life and on comedy is it's unique.
Yes, very unique. Yeah, his style of comedy, that's what drew me to him in the first place, is just he's very conversational, he's very fun. He's just the kind of guy that you want to hang around.
Now, you and Matt started bringing in comedy. That can be successful, that can be daunting. Also, you can bring in the wrong guy sometime.
For the most part, we've had a lot of success with the comedy shows and doing them on the stage because they are a little bit more niche, type of show that we want to put on, and we want to put it on for maybe a different audience that's not a typical PAC audience, and so by doing it on the stage, it really helps create a different vibe for the environment.
Now, there was a golden age of, there's been more than one golden age of comedy, but we've had a couple and there's probably another one on its way. The interesting thing about that is each golden age, so to speak, has its own sort of style, its own sort of rebelliousness, its own characters. And there's always people like Robin Williams who rise above something like that and go on to become somebody else.
Yeah, every time there's that superstar that rises to the top. Jim Carrey did that.
Yes.
Louis before his fall. But Dave Chappelle, those type of people, they kind of just rise above the surface and become kind of more.
It's a place where you can take your own personal style and really make a hit with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what Larson's done.
Yeah. So we're really excited about Jay Larson. We have, that's a show for
one night only.
One night only just tonight, but we have two shows, which is good. So we should be able to get everybody in there. But if that's more of an adult show, next week we have our Every Kid at the Pack program. We have it's called Let's Go Science. So we're bringing 1,000 kids. We have two shows next Tuesday. Two groups of 500 kids are going to come in. Elementary
I love the
school.
Name. Yeah. The Let's Go Science.
Yeah. It's just a wacky and fun educational show. Very hands-on. They do a Q&A and they talk about science. They give the teachers curriculum and tests before and after. And so they can really, get the most out of it. So that's, very, polar opposite as far as Jay Larson this week. Next week we have a kids show.
Now, who can go to the kids show? Is your audience already chosen?
Yeah, so we've already have that booked out, but we have lots of ECAP shows coming up throughout the year. So this is the first one. The second one will be the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Ah.
So that's going to be on the 22nd. We have a show that's just for students. And then the night before, we have one that's open to the public. So on the 21st, we have the Soweto Gospel Choir coming in. Again, very diverse selection this month with... We have comedy, we have kids shows, we have the Soweto Gospel Choir, they're Grammy award winning.
You're a total professional.
This is going to be one of the highlights of this season.
And when I talked to the guy who's one of the founders, he said they had no inclination when they put the choir together. They thought they were going to be singing in their neighborhood, but they went far beyond that.
Yeah, far beyond. So that I think two nights before they play here, they're playing over in Seattle at the Paramount Theater. So it's just a world-class act that's coming in, for the pack. So Sunday night, October 21st at 7:30, tickets are available. They're $27 or $31, available at newamericapack.org.
We're talking with Alex Haley from the pack. Matt Catman is sick today. Let's back up to the kids every day.
Yep. Every kid at the pack.
How do you choose who gets to go and how do you reach out to all the schools? Because there's so many children in so many grade schools.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. We have a high demand for these shows. We have 12 school districts that participate. All the way up to Pateras and into the Palisades, Quincy. So we have a lot of students that get to come and see shows. So we try and spread the wealth as much as possible. Sometimes we have to, reach out to schools because some of them are more geared towards a specific age group. And so we have to, unfortunately, sometimes we have a limited seating capacity, but
it's a program that's really taken off, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It keeps expanding every year, and this year is no different.
Kids come to the big city from wherever they are out there, and they get bitten by the showbiz bug, and that they'll be able to trace back their career right to this day.
Yeah, so there's a lot of qualities for this ECAP program. One, you just get to see a great show, especially like Soweto Gospel Choir. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, potentially. But then there's educational element as well, and so it's really a chance to enrich some of these students' lives.
And the experience itself. Apart from whatever the show might be, just the trip into town and seeing a theater for the first time.
Absolutely.
It's really a wake-up call.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
Alex Haley's with the pack. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about what else is on stage and what you should prepare yourself for between now and the new year, because right around the corner it's Halloween, and then I don't have to tell you. It's all happening.
Evan. I'm April Clayton, and this has been a Farm Bureau Minute, sponsored by the Chelan Douglas County Farm Bureau and the station.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:47, the gateway to the weekend is wide. I just kicked it open. The gate is broken, but that's okay. We don't have to fix it till Monday anyway. Let the weekend begin right now. Our very special guest is Alex Haley from the PAC, the Performing Arts Center. He's got big shows tonight. If you just tuned in, tell us quickly about Mr. Larson, who's performing tonight. Two shows. One night only.
One night only, two shows. We want to make sure we get everybody in. Last time he was here, he sold out in record time, so we added a second show. So that we can get everybody in. So we have an early show and a late show, 7:00 and 9:00. Tickets are $22, or if you want a VIP table up close, it's $140 for a 4-person table.
Wow.
And
just
so,
like a dinner club in New York.
Absolutely. Yep.
Like the Macombo. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We got you know, drinks. We got it. It's going to be a really fun time. So the bar will be open. Jay will be there. We have a comedian from Portland joining him as well named Andy Wood. I'm going to be hosting, as I do with some of these comedy shows, so that's a fun time. I get to perform with some world-class
talent. Well, you're professionally funny yourself when impressed.
Professionally, I don't know about funny, but I definitely give it a try.
See what I mean? Told you.
It's a fun time, and it's kind of why I started promoting shows in general, was to create shows for myself to be in. And so this is a kind of a, you know, extension of that. Now we're bringing in some really cool people, and I get to share the stage with them, so that's fun.
If you think nobody in town here would laugh at anything, you're just wrong. Wenatchee's a funny town.
Wenatchee is funny. I mean, if you can't have a name like Wenatchee and pronounce that way. And spelled,
it is know, with an A. Wenatchee.
So Jay's really excited to be here. He's going to be rolling in town soon. He's been on Conan O'Brien. He's been on Comedy Central. He's been on Showtime. He's got the full resume. Next week we have some kids shows. We have the Every Kid at the Pack program starting up with Let's Go Science Show, wacky and fun. We have the
Start a club called Let's Go Science.
Let's Go Science. Yeah, kind of Bill Nye-esque, you know, wacky and fun, sure, and hands-on. We have the Soweto Gospel Choir coming on October 21st. That's a Sunday at 7:30. Tickets are on sale, and we have a little some left. They're going fast, and this is going to be one of the biggest shows of the year, so you don't want to miss that one.
Everybody else in town has lunch. I fall asleep because I'm done for the day, but still, you have movie night sometime,
yep,
which I've never been able to stay
movie
up for.
Right? Movie night. Well, it's an earlier one. It's at 6:30. It's on October 25th. This month we're doing E.T. So if you're familiar with the Steven Spielberg classic.
Well, if you're not, let's just start with the three people in Wenatchee.
A great way to see it. It's a fun way to see movies in general. We try and pick classic movies like E.T., movies you might not have ever seen in the theater, movies you haven't seen in a long time. It's only $3 tickets. We have popcorn. We have beer and wine, soda, refreshments. Great thing for the family. Very, you know, low-cost entertainment, and it's a great way to see a show on the big screen at the Pack.
E.T. is sort of like Goodfellas. You walk by the television, it's on, and you go, oh, I've seen that. And then all of a sudden, you look at it, and then you're hooked, and you sit down,
yep,
then you order lunch.
Exactly.
You can't go wrong. There's going to be scenes you forget, and the kids in that thing are so sharp. It's really great.
Yeah, I get excited myself just wanting to see these movies, because, you know, a lot of times you're at home and you don't sit down and dedicate the time to watch a full movie, and so this is a good way. The lights go down. They're like a full movie theater. You got the popcorn. You got everything you need.
Also, something happens when you see a movie with other people.
Oh, yeah.
You laugh more.
Yep.
You're more into it.
The comedy works, everything. The scares work, all of it.
Yeah.
It's just a different communal experience that you don't get very often unless you're going to the movie theater. So this is a fun way to see some of those old classics that you might not have seen in a while.
Friday night, date night. I know you think you have plans, but you don't. So 7 o'clock tonight, where should they be?
They should be at Jay Larson's stand-up comedy show. It's intended for a mature audience, whatever that means to you. Just be prepared to laugh and a good time. So 7 and 9 o'clock, tickets are on sale at numericapack.org or at the box office if you come down and see us.
And if your level of maturity sort of ground to a halt in the 7th grade, you'll probably understand 20% of the jokes anyway,
exactly,
which is a bargain.
Yeah, and then everybody else will laugh, and they'll tell you when
they'll tell
laugh,
you so later what it was all about.
Yeah.
And you'll say, I knew that, but you didn't. 7 o'clock tonight. Alex Haley, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Matt Cadman, if you're listening, get well. Have a great weekend.
No, on